com.
On I-295 North at Butler Boulevard, there's an accident that has the left lane at the off-ramp blocked right now. 295 North at Heckscher, another accident. And if you're on State Road 9B South at I-95, there's a broken down car on the side of the highway. We're looking at a good chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 90. Tonight, more rain's on the way. Overnight, the low 71. Right now, 74 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A study by the University of California finds that a higher minimum wage increases poverty. The Pew Research Center says public support for the death penalty has increased. And President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document on Tuesday stating that the regime will work towards a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
This is the 7 a.m. hour. Good morning, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. You don't have to agree with us, and we're not asking you to. We're just asking you to be entertaining. Listen, and we always enjoy all the listeners that email and call in at 222-TALK, 222-8255, as we continue to move along all the way with you to 9 a.m. The latest numbers by the Pew Research Center show that support for the death penalty, which has had a four-decade, is about a four-decade low. Even in 2016, 49%. It's up now around 54 to 55% of an increase. Many people can't say the reason why. Maybe they're just sick of the way crime is. Some people may think the death penalty is a deterrent to crime. I don't know if I would buy into that. Want to know what you think of 222-TALK, 222-8255. In 2007, it had 64% supported it. Three-quarters of Republicans. If you broke it down by party, 77% of the Republicans support it, 52% of independents support it, but 35% of Democrats oppose it. Why do I want to ask you this question. At 222-TALK, 222-8255, why do the majority of Democrats oppose the death penalty? Young people are divided by it. 47 to 46% based on race, 60% of whites favor it. According to the Pew Research, 47% of Hispanics support it, and only 36% of those in the black community. Want to know what you think about this and other issues? We're going to take your calls right now at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Carmen. Carmen, good morning. You're on WBOB. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you this
good
morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Such a pleasure to be able to talk with you. I've been listening to you now for about a couple of months, and I've been very entertained. I really do appreciate you.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My opinion about the death penalty, I'm one of those that, you know, it's an eye for an eye kind of thing. The death penalty, in my opinion, if they're going to know that they're going to die for committing murders and for shooting up the school, they know for a fact they're going to die. They might be hung from a tree, but not no longer than 3 days. That's what I thought it was said somewhere in the Bible, even. I'm not an expert there either. But I believe that if human beings believe that they will die for killing another, then they will be less likely to kill another.
All right, so you think it could be a deterrent if it was packaged that way, if I can phrase it that way?
Well, kind of. You know, like back in the old days, they hung them from a noose, and I believe somewhere, I'm not positive, but through the years, I believe I've heard in the Bible that it says when you hang a man from a tree, do not let him hang longer than 3 days. Don't let the vultures pick at him, those kind of things. I think even back in the day, death penalty was there.
Well, I don't think we've done hangings for quite a while, I understand, but we're not in a biblical society. Some would say unfortunate, but we don't do that. I understand where you're coming from, but this is more of, do we have put them in a pine box? Do we do it with a gas chamber? Do you put them, do you do it with a lethal injection? You know, so no one's calling for the hanging here. But the question is about the death penalty. Is it just, she says, if people know they're going to die because of the crime, they'll stop. Some may agree or disagree with that, Roger. I mean, you know, when you have criminals that, you know, underneath Governor Jeb Bush here in Florida, they're going to serve 85% of their time, crime went down. You know, the judge, mandatory, bam, you pulled out a gun, you got 10 years. You did it twice, you got 20 years, 10, 20 life. Some may agree, some may disagree. But do you think if people knew they were going to die, you think that actually would deter people from crime? I don't know. 222-TALK, 222-8255. By the way, what about innocent people? Should we disqualify the death penalty because there have been some innocent people that have been put to death? How about that question?
In fact, I was just looking up online right now. There's a website, Innocence Project, a program that's actually used DNA evidence to exonerate people who were on death row, and there have been quite a few.
So should we disqualify that? 222-TALK, 222-8255. North Korea, is this an overrated issue? It's historical today, but is this going to be the only historical part about it? What do you think? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Johnny, good morning. You're on WBOB. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. I want to compliment your Maria Bartiromo.
Yeah.
I love the way you say that. Bartiromo.
Bartiromo. Everybody, Johnny, everybody corrects me. It's like Dana Lausch. I've hung out with Dana. Some of her friends pronounce it this way. You know, it's like, so I'm just saying, I can't win sometimes with the audience just because some people.
I like
people,
it.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
It's good. It sounds really Italian. But I didn't call about that. I wanted to call about the Korean thing. Yesterday I called, and I was torn between. You had a colonel on the line, and everybody had the same kind of attitude based on the history of the Koreans.
Right.
You know, playing the negotiators. But what they didn't put in the equation, their math was totally wrong, was that Trump is different. It's completely different. So they kept Trump is just not. Your regular kind of person. They try to make him out to be stupid. Obviously, he's the smart one. But I broke down yesterday. I said, it's a done deal. There will be no problems. And I just didn't speak about it yesterday. But anyway, it's a great day for America, great day for the world. The press will spin it as a negative thing some way. He got a picture with Little Kim, and we lost.
The Rocket Man. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, I appreciate talking to you. I think Johnny brings a very valid point. I'm going to be more, I think out of all this story, and let me ask you this morning, I want to know what you think. I love hearing from the audience because you guys are really the analyst here. I love hearing. To me, the big story of the day is how the media is going to spin this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious.
It'd be interesting. Long term, I would love to see more human rights in North Korea. The people there are probably the largest prison in the world.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to do that, we might as well go throughout the rest of the world here, Roger. Roger, let's go to, who do you want to go with, 222-TALK, 222? Who want to go with next? You want to go with Angel?
Let's go to Angel.
Angel, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good morning.
Want to talk about the death penalty. Yes, I do approve of a death penalty. Just because it is a deterrent, it goes as far back as the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, in the Old Testament, a whole family of people that have committed sin were put to death. And after that, everything was fine. Because if you're committing crime or somebody committed a crime, it just does not stop right where the crime was committed. It goes a long way because the sin of the fathers go down to the 10th generation. And if that is not corrected, if that's not corrected right then and there, guess what? It just goes on to say that, you know, it falls to the 10th generation. I don't want that certainly to be happening to a family of, you know, somebody who have committed a crime. But if you can stop it right then and there, then that's where we should be.
What does the Old Testament have to do with the current situation today?
It does everything about.
We don't live by Old Testament law.
It doesn't matter.
Today, it does matter.
Okay? It doesn't.
Jesus Christ never even lived by Old Testament law.
If you violate a principle of what God has ordained from the beginning, then it is applicable.
No, it was a New Testament law that you live by. Number two, are you even advocating that if one person here of a family that we just should just go and take out the whole family as well?
That is what is happening in the Old Testament.
No.
Well, what I'm saying is, it happened in the Old Testament. Why should it be different from today?
Because it's a New Testament. If you even wanted to talk biblical, we live in a New Testament day, not an Old Testament. I mean, Old Testament laws, except for the Ten Commandments, a lot of those were created by men. Now, there is certain facts in the book of Exodus, not to get biblical here, that he's talking about. But there was a certain reasons why that is, but we don't have that today, all right? I mean, I appreciate the call, but I can't agree with that, all right? Well, we just take out the whole family. I don't live by Old Testament law. Does that mean I shouldn't eat meat? By the way, you know why they didn't eat meat back in those days? Because you couldn't pasteurize it. You couldn't clean it. That's the reason why, I mean, if you look at history, you know why they burnt down certain areas when the children of Israel overtook it because it was diseased. How do you take over a disease? You burn things down. That's what we do to our wildfires because they come back fresh. Man, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Greg. Greg, good morning. You're on WBOB. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. Anybody who doesn't believe this is the media that doesn't think that what happened early this morning isn't a significant event. Certainly, it is because it beats dropping warheads on foreheads, which is where we were about a year ago. So it is going to be a very slow process. I don't expect the media to support it, I'm just going to more or less ignore it. But I do think that what the media is going to miss is that this process that occurred this morning, what occurred this morning, this process started over 18 months ago. I was listening to one of the people on Fox late last night. He's a PhD. He's been studying these kind of things forever. And I think when Pompeo was in the head of the CIA and then was moved to Secretary of State, that was done on purpose. And I think when you look at those pictures of Pompeo smiling, I kept looking at him, and he just was full of grins.
Right.
And I knew that this was going exactly as the head of the West Point graduating class had suspected it would be going.
Hey, Greg, if I can use a poker analysis, you read the poker face, huh?
Yeah, you bet. It was looking good.
All right. Hey, Greg, good to talk to you. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're on WBOB. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Yes, it was an historic day in Singapore. I was born in 1952 during the Korean War. My dad was in the army in the East German border in a tank division against possibly being overrun by the Russians. So it was a very historic day. I found something shocking. Driving on 295 yesterday, a billboard that said the NRA is a terrorist organization.
Yeah, that billboard's been, hold on, Mike, that's a great point. Mike, Roger, didn't we cover this? I shouldn't say cover it. The billboard's been up for what, about the last couple months?
I don't know how long it's been up.
I just kind of glanced.
Okay.
It sets off on the interstate by Pritchard Road, south.
Right.
And you look at it and you go, oh, my God. I mean, you can't see who basically is responsible to pay for the advertising.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember, Mike. We covered that about 2 months ago, and I think it was an individual who was paying for it. I'm not sure, but I think I may try to dig that story back up.
All right, thank you.
Hey, good to talk to you this morning. More to you on hold. We're going to take your calls coming up next to 222-TALK, 222-8255. North Korea, is this significant right now? Is Dennis Rodman going to outshine President Trump?
You know, right. Wouldn't it be interesting if he ends up getting the Nobel nomination?
He probably would be. They'll probably pick him instead of President Trump. I want to know what you think about North Korea. Good issue, but is it like, hey, let's see what happens down the road. I want to ask you this morning, what do you think the media spin's going to be? Also, the Pew Research Center come out with a story this morning, says that people supporting the death penalty is back on the rise. It was at an all-time low back in 2016 at less than 50%. It's around 54-55%. Why is that? Do you think death penalty deters a crime? Is it wrong religiously? And some of the other factors. And also, one more, the University of California, one of the economists had come out and pretty much said that if you combine the earned income tax credit along with welfare, and this was David Newark, who's an Irvine economist, and you increase the minimum wage, people will not get out of poverty. And it says even in the poor income areas. Want to know what you think about this at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
At 295 North at Heckscher Boulevard, look out for a crash. And 295 North at Butler, another accident on the side of the road. Traffic this morning being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're looking at a really good chance of rain this afternoon and a high of 90 degrees. This evening, even more rain and overnight a low of 71. Right now, it's 74 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Pew Research Center says public support for the death penalty has increased. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document Tuesday stating that the regime will work towards a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And a study by the University of California finds that a higher minimum wage increases poverty.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at wbob.com.
In Tosa Island, where a historic meeting has taken place, no sitting president has ever met or spoken on the phone with a North Korean leader until now. And President Trump not only has met with Kim Jong-un, they have signed a joint document agreeing to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
That was according to some of the information put out there by Fox News. One of the other quick stories before we get back to the phones at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Roger, they're talking about the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But here's another one right here. To commit to recovering POW/MIA remains. I'm fascinated by the Unforgotten War, the North Korean War. It's a fascinating war, and the Unforgotten War, excuse me, and what has kind of been overshadowed by Vietnam and things, and the recovery of the POWs and the MIA. Fascinating story. That I would like to see of if historical, like what has been we haven't talked about or not, or what has been doctored by the North Koreans for so many years about MIAs and POWs.
You know, it surprises me that decades later, for whatever reason, North Korean government under the grandfather, the father, and now the son have all held onto American servicemen's remains all these years for some reason. I just don't understand why.
222-TALK, 222-8255. James, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Great show today.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to send my complete honor and thank you for the Korean War veterans that fought on the South Korean side. I tell you, I see that. I don't really care how the media's played this thing. I really saw the severity of possible nuclear war some months ago between. I compared the North Korean nuclear threat to the Cuban Missile Crisis back in the day, if we all remember that. But unfortunately, the Democrats, they have a different agenda. They'd rather, report about Stormy Daniels instead of things that are important. But, here's the deal with North Korea. What I'm wondering is, not only did President Trump, kind of sign a treaty and meet face-to-face, but we got to remember that the North and South Koreans are at odds and they're still at war with each other. So I'm wondering if there were any other deals, backdoor deals, to try to get them to come to terms with each other.
Let me ask you a question. Yes, the countries are still legitimately at war, but the people, I wonder if it'd be like Eastern and West Germany, where you tear down the wall, they're dying, everybody was hugging each other. I wonder if that would take place at the DMZ.
Good point. Ed, I think it would. I think that what's happened is that the people there have suffered so much that I think that they would come to terms and try to help each other out. I really do. I really believe that. And I pray for that too, you know, but, cause eventually the people will suffer. That's what happens.
But you know,
and
go ahead real quick.
Yeah, go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just going to say, here's the problem with this, is that James Bond and ever the people, they got no more new enemies now. Now it's going to just be back to Russia. Remember, Die Another Day, all these other movies where North Korean was the bad guy. Now they got to go find another bad guy out there.
That's right. That's right. You know, so
Dennis Rodman's in the next James Bond movie, by the way.
On a scale, that's a good, the James Bond.
Quickly, go ahead.
But on a scale from 1 to 10, Ed and Roger, I give this summit with North Korea 8-10.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
It gives it a 10. Let me ask this, and while I want to get to the calls, more of you, we're going to take your calls now, again, at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Do you honestly believe we were close to, maybe not a nuclear war, but we were close to military confrontation?
You know what? I believe we were, because, you know, Donald Trump, if he makes a promise like that, he keeps it. And even before he took office, the commanding general of the U.S. Pacific South, he set up an offshore command station right off the shore of North Korea. They ended up reassigning South Korea.
But W in the 2000s flew B-1 bombers over there to send a message. And I'm kind of curious. I don't know. I just wasn't convinced we were close to a nuclear area. But, I mean, Cuban Missile Crisis, some say that was a little bit overblown. I'm not saying that was. I'm just saying, fascinating about that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Interesting comparison by James. I was following him. Tony, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple of points. The big point is, once again, it's peace through strength. Just like Reagan did, Donald Trump has shown this guy, listen, you do not want to mess with us, you know? Quit threatening the whole world. Get your economic act together and take care of your people. My second point is that I've always been a science fiction fan, and unfortunately many science fiction books have to do with a dystopian future, and hopefully what Trump has given us is more of a Shangri-La rather than a dystopia. You know, a brighter look at the future in the world in which we live in.
Interesting.
Thanks for everything, guys.
Tony, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Email address, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Want to know what you guys think. This North Korean, is this something that, will there be peace? You know, many people didn't believe there was going to be peace on, you know, in Eastern Europe and East Germany and West Germany out there. But we saw what took place. And that doesn't mean that the country's actually done a whole lot. I mean, they've gone better, but I mean, they're still very much socialistic. But it's much better than where they were originally. But having said that, what do you think about this North Korean summit out there? Could have gotten any better? Was it good? Some of the callers have said, what about was there any other backroom deals? Not as a negative way, but I'm kind of curious about that as well.
I'm sure there were.
What if Trump took over cases of money with a bunch of business guys saying, listen, see what China's doing? You guys can be like China.
No.
I wonder if that might have helped out.
I do believe he offered Kim and his wife a vacation at his place in Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, with his own toilet.
Yeah, to hang out with Dennis Rodman, who lives in South Beach, by the way.
That doesn't surprise me. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Ron, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
2 points I think I would like to make. First is that somebody earlier just said they gave it a 10 out of 10. I gave it a 0 out of 10.
All right.
No progress was made. We're in no different position today than we were in 2005 or than we were in 1992 when we got more specific concessions from the North Korean regime, and those deals eventually fell apart. When you actually read this thing, what does it say? It's just a bunch of, like, to paraphrase Sarah Palin, hope and prayers, hope and change. You know, it's just, we're not in any different position today than we were yesterday. And so far as I can tell, it was just big PR stunt.
Ron, hold on. Let me ask a question. If I'm going to go get a job, and everybody's trying to get a job, everybody's been trying to get this job before me, and I got my foot in the door, which is, you know, 60% of the battle, knowing that, hey, I still make, and I'm not saying everything's going to be accomplished here, but I'm moving the ball forward. That means I'm accomplishing something. You're telling me that this has accomplished, and again, I just asked a question. This is not even moving the ball forward. You're not even going to give him credit for that?
Nope. We got more specific concessions before. We are in no different position today than we were last week.
Interesting. All right, so Ron's...
Second point.
Go ahead.
Second point is the cognitive dissonance of Trump and his supporters. Here's a man who just said to the world, well, he just got done trashing some of our allies at the G7, but here's a man who said to the world in a presser that Kim Jong-un, a man who tortures his people, a man who kills his people, a man who has a ruinous record in terms of human rights violations, he said this is a good person who wants to do the right thing. Yet, just as an example, if an NFL player takes a knee, that person is an SOB who should leave the country and is anti-American.
Yeah, I would never say that.
I suspect that only one of those things will garner the outrage of the outrage.
All right, let me ask a question. Let me ask a cool question. I wouldn't call Kim Jong-un. Hold on a second. I wouldn't call him a good man. Let me ask a question. Should we not do trade with any country?
Well, I don't know what that has to do with anything, but no,
because I mean, the human rights abuses of people that kill people. I mean, China still does it. Russia still does it. Well, I mean, we trade with countries over in Africa. I mean, they do it. I mean, if we're going to base it on that, should we not do any trade with any country?
That wasn't my point.
That's why I was asking the question.
I mean, this is entirely beside the point.
No, the president wants to do business with North Korea, which will involve trade. I don't think Kim Jong-un, I agree with that. I don't think he's a good man. I disagree with you. I think he's moving the ball forward. Whether anything happens down the road or not, I don't know. I have no clue. But
yeah,
because
we haven't accomplished anything, right? Because we don't know what's going to happen.
So how can you say, but you could at least sit back and say, hey, listen, he's got the ball moving forward, whether you agree with him or not. I mean, listen, the left disagreed with President Obama and Iran, and then when Trump wanted to give up the deal, they all said, well, hey, he's making the wrong move.
That was a way better deal than this.
Oh, no way. No. How does the left disagree with President Obama, and then they agree with him?
We got access to Iran's sites. We got to
No, we didn't. They
yes,
moved
we
it. No, even Israel said, even Israel says that they covered a lot of that stuff up and everything else. What? 222-TALK, 222-8255. That is a guy right there, and I appreciate him listening, but that is a guy right there. Again, we got a terrific deal. We give $150 billion in assets to Iran, who's the number one state-sponsored terrorist country, much higher than our North Korea, but that was the right move, but not North Korea. You pick. 222-TALK. Want to know what you guys think. 222-TALK. 222-8255. Ron says, bad deal. Nothing's going to get the ball forward. Want to know what you think. More on the other side as we continue to move along. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says his landmark and lengthy summit in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un marks the start of a new chapter in U.S. relations with North Korea, the U.S. offering security guarantees to Pyongyang in exchange for the removal of all nuclear weapons from the Korean Peninsula, follow-up talks planned as soon as possible. One of President Trump's key advisors hospitalized in good condition following what the White House describes as a very mild heart attack. President's economic advisor Larry Kudlow hospitalized at Walter Reed Military Medical Center. Doctors do expect Kudlow to make a complete recovery. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, Dow futures down about 31 points, NASDAQ futures off 8 points. More details at srnnews.com.
On I-295 north at the exit ramp to Butler Boulevard, we're looking at an accident right now. We can see on the traffic cams it's causing some backup. 295 north at the Alta Drive exit, there's an accident. And if you're on I-10 headed toward downtown Jackson, we'll look out for slowdown starting at around Cassett Avenue. There's a strong chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 90. More rain this evening with a low of 71 right now, 74 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document on Tuesday stating that the regime will work towards a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. A study by the University of California finds that a higher minimum wage increases poverty. And the Pew Research Center says public support for the death penalty has increased.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbov.com.
Every Korean family I know has suffered some huge loss or upheaval because of the Korean War. So these historic images are images that most Koreans would never have imagined would have transpired so quickly.
That was ABC News' Juju Chang, who sat back and said, whether you agree with the president or not, this is something unheard of. Some of those listening to the show this morning say, no, President, we just had a caller. Iran nuclear deal, much better than that of the North Korean deal. Okay, so let me ask a question. Should the President Obama, whether you agree with it or not, he got the ball, quote, moving forward with the Iran nuclear deal. And I remember those in the left, Chuck Schumer and other Democrats, sat back and said, not a good deal. We don't support it.
Then
when President Trump got out of it, they threw him under the bus. We should have stayed in. So they flip-flopped. So if they can change their view and mind, why can't those on the left at least sit back and say, hey, I don't know where this is going. He's going to get the ball moving forward, but let's wait and see what really takes place there. And in fact, the happiest guy about all this is Dennis Rodman, but he even said that President Obama threw him under the bus when talking about dealing with North Korea.
My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him. I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
Let me ask a question. Was it just symbolistic that Richard Nixon sat down with the China leader back in the 70s?
Mm.
Nothing had happened. He got to sit down. They said it was historic that they sat down. Would you agree with that? Would the liberal left agree with that? Is this historic? Whether anything goes further than today or not, and I hope it does go forward. What about today, just meeting with them? Can't even give them any type of credit out there. None whatsoever.
Yeah. In fairness to Ron, this is day one. He hasn't gotten rid of any nuclear weapons.
Fairness to Ron?
How would you have
Ron?
Because he hasn't done anything yet, but at the same time,
was that a bad move for Richard Nixon to sit down with the Chinese president at that time?
Long term, I don't think it's helped our economy that much.
Some have said.
Yeah.
But the question is, we met down to open the door.
We opened the door,
sat down, whether you agree with it or not, looking at history. I'm just saying, some would say that opened the door.
Right.
When President Obama met with those and his people about the Iran nuclear deal, I remember the left specifically in 2000, 2015, 2016. By the way, you notice that he couldn't get this passed even, by the way, and the Democrats wouldn't support him. They said, well, at least he's getting the ball forward. But nothing had happened. He couldn't even get a treaty done. Now, the question is, if there's a treaty done with North Korea, can it pass? I don't know. But is this too symbolistic or is this substance? That's the question I want to know.
Well, it's too soon to tell for substance, which is the point I was going to make. But it looks like it's going in the right direction to me. If you want to compare this to Iran, Iran's neighbors were shaking in their boots after.
And so was North Korea's neighbors.
After the thing. Now, North Korea's neighbors seem to be pretty happy from what I can tell. So it looks like it's probably a positive.
Now, according to what you heard from those on the left, they say, well, we've been down this road before. Well, if that's the case, then tell me what President Trump should be doing that Obama did that didn't work. Tell me what President Trump is doing different that President Bush tried to do and didn't work. Oh, also President Clinton. Because if it was such a waste of time for President Trump, then tell me when President Obama's guys dealt with North Korea, did they do a good job? Did they drop the ball? I mean, let's at least be a little consistent here. Want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Jose, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, the mental paralysis of the liberals is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember when Obama went to Cuba and the media was having orgasm?
Yeah.
Because he was doing a great job. And
That's right.
Castro is a dictator. He killed most of his population, and that's the biggest jail in the Caribbean. Did they say anything negative? wait a minute, you know what I mean? But this is the hypocrisy. At least this guy quit testing missiles over Japan. He quit saying that he was going to attack the United States and Guam, which I got friends there. I mean, that's good for America, but I mean, it's sad to say the sentiment of the liberals is based on what? Hatred for America? I mean, I'm sorry. That's my question. I cannot believe it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. 222-TALK, 222-8255. There was a criticism on the conservative aisle that everything that President Obama did, if the sun didn't rise, I mean, they blame President Obama. I mean, that's what the left was saying about conservatives. And there's a lot of conservatives that really went after President Obama. So let me throw this shoe on the other foot. Is there anything about this president on a foreign policy that you can agree with? I want to know what you think. I mean, as Jose just pointed out, it's a liberal hypocrisy. When he says, well, it's nothing then we've done any different than the past previous presidents. Okay, fine. And to Ron and other people out there on the left, does that mean you, and if you are, then you're at least consistent. Do you criticize President Obama? Do you criticize President W. Bush? Do you criticize President Clinton? Did they go over and meet with them? I mean, was it wrong? Some conservatives thought it was wrong for him to even meet with President Trump to meet with the dictator, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, and that's been a longstanding policy of America. And even Bolton was against high-ranking U.S. officials meeting with these dictators who they think had sent them the wrong message. When Bill Clinton, for example, went home and got the girl who was being held as prisoner in North Korea, he harshly criticized that. But now Trump is meeting with them. I think we've made some good progress.
So here's a question. I'm out of all of this, what do you think about this morning? At 4 a.m., the president came out. And he sat back and said, hey, listen, I think this is going to be a terrific relationship and our meeting. And he goes, I want to have a brand new day with the North Korean people.
Thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstance. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
So this is a question I like to ask at 222-TALK, 222-8255, and just the only thing I can think of quick is like the job analysis, Roger, is that everybody's been trying to get this job. You got your foot at least in the door to meet with the man who makes the decisions. Now, hasn't guaranteed you a job, but you're excited that you at least you got in the door to meet the woman or the man who makes at least the human resources decision. Do you get what I'm saying on that?
Right.
Doesn't guarantee you. I mean, you may not go any forward, but you're happy you got in the door. At least you're optimistic. Can I not use that as the same analysis of what President Trump has done? Again, I don't know if things are going to go forward or not.
Right.
But he's at least making progress. But you can't give him credit for that. Can't give him credit for somebody who's got their foot in the door. Everybody else has been trying to do it. But this guy got – the guy who should have not gotten his foot in the door was Donald Trump.
You know,
and he got his foot in the door.
I think that an argument could be made. There could be a lot of presidents who could have met with him. The North Koreans have wanted to meet with the U.S. president to elevate their stature. Even Senator Rubio was at least skeptical at first, saying that he doesn't really know whether or not Kim is serious or whether or not he's just trying to elevate his stature on the world scene. But this was before.
So let me ask a question. Is this issue right now being overrated? As I say, hey, you know, trust but verify. This is okay. It's symbolistic. I agree. It's probably got some good substance. But I would also be the first one to agree, Roger. You know what? Let's don't put the cart before the horse. Let's see where this goes. Okay. We know that the North Koreans have tricked. And by the way, we've allowed them to do this since the days of Clinton, W, and President Obama. You know, remember President Obama said your biggest problem is going to be North Korea. That's what they said.
Right.
So the question is this too much hype going on right now, or is this really getting the ball forward, take a step at a time? I want to know what you think about this at 222-TALK, 222-8255. Nate, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, Ed. I mean, how can you negotiate without talking or words? I guess if we would have bombed them, then they'd be all on board. Or maybe it's not a good deal because we didn't give them a big plane full of money.
That's a valid point. Nate, you make a great point, because that's what one of the biggest criticisms of the previous presidents, that we just kind of bought them off.
I believe the plane full of money's coming, though. I'll be honest with
Go
you.
Go ahead, Nate.
No, that's what I'm saying. Would Ron be happy if we shipped a big plane full of money over there? Or would he be happy if we just bombed the hell out of them and didn't talk.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting. Nate, what a very valid point. I mean, is there anybody out there on the left, and we have a lot of liberals that listen to the show, you can sit back and say, hey, I don't think nothing's going to happen. Yeah, it was at least a decent move. Hey, you know what? Hey, I think some people would take that as, hey, you know what? Okay, we're negotiating now. We got our own little meeting, but can't find anybody on the left to do that.
But you know what? If you're on the left and you just really cannot give President Trump, you know, any type of accolades for anything, at least you want to give kudos to Dennis Rodman.
Well, yeah, Rahman says it's a great day for America.
My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him.
And by the way, he's being interviewed by Chris Cuomo from Prime Time. He's got, and Dennis Rodman's got his Make America Great hat again on.
I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
The emails I'm getting this morning, some people are like, hey, we think this is a smart move, but don't overplay this yet. And I'm not overplaying it. This is not like the Berlin Wall coming down. All right? But if this gets the ball moving forward, how do you think liberals would sit back and say about this? Yeah, remember, well, the only reason why Russia had nuclear weapons because they were afraid that America, the Morton Halperins and those guys that worked under Jimmy Carter back in the 70s, these were big leftists that were all big, worked in the Clinton administration. The reason why the reason why Russia had nuclear missiles because they were afraid of America. This is the way that Cubans, I mean, really? We're not shooting missiles over countries and over territories. North Korea has done that. So the question is, peace through strength? Is that where we're going with that? 222-8255. Pew Research Center comes out this morning with a survey, Roger. Supporting of the death penalty has increased. The lowest level over 40 years was in 2016. We're almost less than half, less than 50%, around 49% said they support the death penalty. According to the Pew Research Center, 54 to 55%, it's on the rise. 77% of Republicans support it. About 47% of independents, but only 35% of Democrats support the death penalty. Why? I want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. 60% of whites, if you break it down, according to the research, 47% of Hispanics support the death penalty. Only 36% of those in the black community support the death penalty. So let me ask you this question. Why do Democrats get the death penalty? Is there a legitimate reason why to be against the death penalty? Does the death penalty deter crime, or is it about justice? Want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Talk Radio, WBOB.
I-295 North Alta Drive. There's an accident on the side of the road. If you're at St. Johns County, 95 North, mile marker 321, there's another car that's broken down.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, June 15th at 7 p.m., Planetarium Night Live presents Islands in the Sky at the Museum of Science and History on the South Bank in Jacksonville. Saturday, June 16th at 7 p.m., enjoy I Love the 90s at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. And Saturday, June 16th at 8:30 p.m. at Shake, Rattle, and Roll 50s Style Dance at the Pontevedra Concert Hall on A1A in Pontevedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com. We may get a pop-up shower this afternoon, maybe thunderstorms and a high of 90. More rain coming this evening, overnight below 71. And right now it's 74 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A study by the University of California finds a higher minimum wage increases poverty. The Pew Research Center says public support for the death penalty has increased. And President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a document on Tuesday stating that the regime will work towards a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
More as we continue to move along, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. One of the other biggest news stories this past week, and we got a lot of feedback on this. Of course, get out the popcorn and the soda, Roger. The Inspector General, Barack Obama appointee of the Clinton email scandal about, again, we talked about this before, of handling or mishandling of the FBI, is going to come out on Thursday. The latest with that, Fox News' Catherine Herridge.
The report investigating the FBI and Justice Department's handling of the Clinton email case should be revealed in a matter of days. A source close to the process expects Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz to brief lawmakers on Thursday morning, then post the report online.
Now, they're going to post the report online. Wait till you hear how big the report is.
The report, which includes a classified section, is said to be longer than the 500-page investigation into the Fast and Furious scandal.
Did you guys hear that in a certain section of this report?
The report, which includes a classified section, is said to be longer than the 500-page investigation into the Fast and Furious scandal.
The report of the Clinton email, certain sections are that of much bigger of the Fast and Furious, where they ran guns into this country. I mean, that's mind-boggling out there. So I'm going to be very curious to see how this takes place. 222-TALK, 222-8255, the email address, ed@wbob.com. How will these numbers bode well for President Trump? Laura Ingram points out that when you look at first-term presidents, first-term, election season, midterms, first-term, I keep pointing this out, first-term, he's got the same numbers of Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama, who both inherited horrible economies.
Reported that jobless claims fell in June to their lowest level in 44 years. Layoffs are also way down, near a 50-year low. And 223,000 jobs were added to the economy in May. Voters are feeling the improvement in the economy, and they're rewarding President Trump with higher approval ratings. A new Wall Street Journal NBC poll has the president at 44%, the highest ever in that poll, which is also on par with where Reagan was in 1982 and where Obama was in 2010.
But the question is, can those numbers hold throughout the rest of the election and things of that nature? But does President Trump get any credit when it comes to the foreign policy? Real quick, before we get back to the phones at 222-TALK, 222-8255. So some of you have been blown up the emails. I'm going to read all your emails this morning. Got some great ones. But some of you have been blown up my phone saying that I think it would be good for economic purposes for North Korea and South Korea to get together. Will Trump and Kim be man of the year?
Huh.
Ah, how do you like that? Yeah. Will the Nobel Peace Prize go to Mike Pompeo? No. These guys aren't getting credit for anything. This was all. Do you know why this summit is actually did well yesterday, Roger?
It's a Dennis Rodman. No.
No. Barack Obama. He's the reason why. He's the reason why the economy's doing well. He's the reason why the North Korean dictator came over here. He's the reason why the jobless claims are down. He's the reason. Come on, guys. Give the credit where it is due. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, morning. Listen, on this summit thing, the reason it's going so well, we don't know how it's going to finish.
Correct.
But it's a step in the right direction, and what has proven that all of Trump's critics who said he was going to be a wild man, he doesn't know how to negotiate, he's going to create a war, he's bringing the United States back to on the world stage as the leader for being tough and strong.
So is this, if you had to look at this today, Joe, let me ask you this. Is this a, do you think this is a short-term victory for Trump? I mean, do you think that this is going to have a longevity of being successful for this country? Because some would sit back and say, hey, didn't we not, I mean, without the two of these meetings, did we not go down the road in the Clintons of 1994, also Obama, where we tried to contain, buy them off, and at least we didn't have any problems, some would say, when those three guys were president? What do you think about that?
No, I think it's going to have longevity because Trump is not your traditional president.
Ah. Okay?
And Kim Jong-un knows that. That's why he wanted to come to the table. Even when the first week when it fell apart, then he called to say he wanted to come back to the table. Because Kim Jong-un and the rest of the world know this guy's not traditional. And Trump will say, you know, Trump will do what he has to do. And he has proven that in less than 2 years. And it's amazing with the economy and what he did for him. And people, now he's finally getting the respect that he's supposed to get because people know he's a tough negotiator.
So, thank you, Joe. So Joe says he's not like all the other Republicans out there when you look at the deregulations, when you look at how he approaches things on foreign policy. I mean, some would sit back and say it took an outsider to come in the Republican Party to clean things out. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'd honestly be at the table right now? And I'm not picking on these other guys. I'm just asking a question. Those that ran for the Republicans, do you think Rand Paul would be sitting at the table with this? I mean, is this more symbolism? You think Hillary Clinton would be at this right now? Think Bernie Sanders would be at this right now? Now, Bernie be giving them boatloads of money. In fact, Bernie would be guaranteeing every North Korean a $15 hour job. That would be ODB. Do you think this would have been Jeb Bush? Do you think this would have been Marco Rubio? You know, here, have another water. You know, I mean, do you think this would have happened? 222-TALK-222-8255. Emails this morning. Roger, here's one from Rick. He says, I used to support the death penalty until I learned that the cost of the death penalty is more than life in prison.
That's true.
No, it's technically it's not. It is the procedures of the when you have to go back to all the lawyers.
Right. Well,
that's
but still, it's a cost to the taxpayers when the people who are condemned have a right to appeal every little.
Well, the appellate process, yeah.
So they have to appeal over and over and over again. Ends up costing.
I think we should
money.
Limit. I think we should limit the appeals process, and I think that would save a boatload of money. You put them in jail. When talk the cost and things like that, I think you know, you limit the appeals process. If you got DNA and the DNA sticks, why do you need to have the appeals process?
Right. Prior to DNA, though, there were a lot of people on death row who didn't do it. Some of them, some of them even confessed. I think there are a few dozen.
But here's the question: if there's a few of those that are innocent, and there have been, does that mean we should disqualify the death penalty? I've heard cases about that. But here's the other question: you're right. The appeals process is what the cost is. But if there's a DNA that matches, because why do we need to have the longevity of the appellate process? Because let's be honest, a lot of times, Roger, the appeal process is not that my client's innocent, but the death penalty's inhumane. That's the reason why there's a lot of stay of executions and going on. That's why it goes to the 11th hour Supreme Court. I want to know what you think. Is the death penalty, it's on a rise, it's on an increase of the support. Why is it that only 35%, according to the Pew Poll research, 35% of the Democrats oppose it? 52% of independents support it. 77% of Republicans support it. Do you think it actually would deter crime? And what is the role for the death penalty? I want to know what you think. 222-TALK-222-8255. Talk Radio, WBOB.
On I-295 north at the Alta exit, look out for an accident on the side. Not a lot of backup we see on the traffic cams there. And 295 going north after Commonwealth, we are looking at a broken down car.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hello, I'm attorney Kenny Lay of Florida's largest family law firm, Kenny Lay & Associates. We specialize in family law for men. That's all we do. That's our only focus. If you're a man and have questions concerning divorce, child custody, alimony, or any aspect of family law, you can simply visit our website at divorcemenonly.com. That's divorcemenonly.com. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only. Offices Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Gainesville, and Ormond Beach.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Frank White, the conservative we can trust.
I'm Frank White, and I'm tired of the politicians playing by their own rules and lacking the courage to do the right thing. Liberal judges and elites threaten the Constitution and mock our values. We need principled conservatives who'll stand up for us and fight to hold politicians accountable. That's why I support term limits and President Trump's fight against the special interests. I've stood up for the Constitution and said no to the politicians who wanted to take away our Second Amendment rights. That's why I'm proud to have the NRA's highest A-plus rating. And as a husband, father to three boys, I'll always fight for the rights of the unborn because I'm 100% pro-life. Some people just talk the talk in campaign season, but as a lifelong conservative, dedicated to the Constitution, you'll always know where I stand. I'm Frank White. Join me. Let's fight back and hold government accountable to we the people.
Sponsored by United Conservatives.
There's a strong chance of rain this afternoon and a high of around 90 degrees. More rain's expected this evening with thunderstorms. Overnight, the low 71, right now 74 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, you want to squeeze in a quick call? Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, I knew a guy a number of years ago that was an attorney, and one day he was just excited like he had won the lottery. You know, what's going on? He said, you know that murder that was, you know, earlier in the week? Yeah, yeah. He said, well, I got picked to defend the SOB. And he stuck his hand out to high-five me, and he said, this case will send my kids to college. He said, we're going to defend this guy for 20 years, and then they'll execute him. And I'm absolutely opposed. The death penalty doesn't work because it is delayed justice.
Ah.
We need to stop it. Either we'd execute within 3 years, or they need to have life in prison and stop the darn attorneys from charging us $300 an hour.
Rick, Rick brings up the point. That's the reason why, because, again, they can appeal a process. And he said, you heard what he said, it's delayed justice. That, some would say, is the emails I've been receiving, Roger, it's all about justice.
Right.
Not that it's going to deter crime out there, some callers have suggested this morning, but it's all about justice. But it is the appeals process. But even those that are found guilty through DNA appeal it based on that they say is inhumane. That's another reason why it goes a lot of court cases, right, and it gets kicked up and kicked up. So a lot of people say it's delayed justice. We need to kind of limit. Some would even advocate that as well. Why do you think the Democrats, 35%, not to make this a partisan, but they did break it down by partisan. Why is it 35? Why is such a small minority of Democrats oppose the death penalty? 222-TALK, 222-8255. And President Trump, North Korea, liberals calling in this morning say he does not deserve an ounce of credit. What do you think? 222-TALK, 222-8255, 8 a.m. coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.